About a year ago, the Illinois Commerce Commission gave Rock Island Clean Line permission to operate as a public utility as it attempts to build a 500-mile transmission line with 120 miles in Illinois and the rest in Iowa. Last winter, the Illinois Landowners Alliance, Farm Bureau, and ComEd filed appeals with the court in Ottawa to reverse the agency's decision. Commonwealth Edison's attorney, Glenn Rippey, told the justices Rock Island Clean Line is not a public utility and that the Commerce Commission should have told the company it put the cart before the horse.
You don't grant a license to someone that doesn't qualify in the hope for the belief that years down the road they may retroactively qualify. You say to them, as the commission should have said to Rock Island, not yet. You have no assets, you have no customers, you make no commitment to serve, you have no ability to finance the project. Come back when you do.
When Rock Island Clean Line's attorney, Owen McBride, came to the podium, he hardly had time to make the company's case because the justices started asking questions right away and frequently interrupted him. McBride tried to explain the complexity of the regulatory process.
We couldn't start building a public utility facility until we had a certificate. That would be unlawful. We couldn't act as a public utility. That would be unlawful. Before we got a certificate, we couldn't sign up customers to a service that we weren't authorized to offer yet, which is one reason we have no customers in our contract, and we didn't, during the course of this case. I think we did exactly what the statute says you're supposed to do.
Clean Line has a similar problem in Iowa. On Monday, the company asked the Iowa Utilities Board to split the schedule of hearings on its application to become a public utility. Known as bifurcation, the first phase would focus on whether the transmission line would benefit the public. The second phase would include hearings about specific locations along the route. Iowa State Representative Bobby Kaufman from Wilton says it's a bad idea, and 2 years ago, the board denied a similar request.
The latest move by the Rock Island Clean Line to obtain eminent domain via bifurcation is shameful. It's a terrible thing for landowners that are affected. They clearly do not want the project. They've been able to only obtain 11% of the 1,600 affected landowners as far as easements are concerned, and they certainly shouldn't be able to have a tool like this to basically bully landowners. What it's the equivalency of is if we were to build an interstate through Iowa, condemn property to make that interstate, and then not allow any Iowan to get on or off of it. I mean, this is a direct current line that doesn't allow any of our local energy organizations to buy into it or to sell into it. It doesn't benefit Iowans. And so, therefore, they're not a public utility, and I don't believe they should have eminent domain.
Amy Kurt from Clean Line Energy says Illinois residents would benefit from the project because it would add Iowa wind power to the grid.
Particularly because the Rock Island Clean Line will deliver about 3,500 megawatts of clean wind energy into Illinois. That's enough power for about 1.4 million homes each year. It's a significant amount of power that will reduce wholesale power prices in Illinois to the benefit of all consumers.
And Kurt says the benefits for Iowa include lower prices, but only in eastern Iowa.
In addition to those, the project will also bring a number of jobs, hundreds of jobs, during the 2 to 3 year construction phase.
But she says many Iowa farmers have told Rock Island Clean Line they can't negotiate possible easements before the Utilities Board makes a decision. I'm Michelle O'Neill.